Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, 'Rabbi.' As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers and sisters. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest of you among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts him or herself will be humbled. But the one who humbles him or herself will be exalted." A couple of weeks ago, people in many parts of the world, Brazil, Germany, New Orleans, just to name a few, were dressed in elaborate costumes and engaged in very spectacular parades to celebrate Carnival, the festivities preceding Ash Wednesday and Lent. I happened to be with a group of friends, Germans, during those days, and they told me that their carnival celebrations, especially around the Cologne area, begin as early as November. Carnaval comes from the root carnal, flesh, meat, and the things of the flesh. So we in English speak of carnal love, for example. The aim of all this carnival silliness and pageantry actually does have some connection to our spiritual lives, though I think it often gets lost in all this excess and marketing of carnival events in our own times. But it is a way, really, of putting the world of the flesh, the world of temptation and sin, up on stage to look at it, to laugh at it, to mock it, which includes also laughing at and mocking ourselves, so as to get on with the real business of preparing for the Paschal events through our Lenten practices. So Carnival helps us to not take so seriously our carnal ways of life, to see them as a kind of like a silly parade, so that we can really dedicate our energies toward the serious business of growing in holiness in the radical demands that are entailed in the following of Christ. In today's Gospel from Matthew, what Jesus is saying, and they're pretty harsh words, is that the scribes and the Pharisees have opted for a kind of permanent carnival parade. They've turned their spiritual lives into pageantry, into a show. It isn't exactly carnal in the way that we use the word today. In other words, it's not really talking about a life of unbridled sexual debauchery. Actually, the scribes and Pharisees were pretty strict, observant Jews. But in another way, Jesus is referring to a very carnal way of life, because it was concerned with outward appearances rather than with true interior conversion. The scribes and Pharisees were more worried about their tassels and phylacteries than they were about living in the presence of God with a humble and contrite heart. Though tomorrow's Gospel will not be the section that follows on today's chapter 23 of Matthew, it's important to remember to note that Jesus follows up the critiques in today's Gospel, these critiques of religious pageantry, with that very strong section in the Gospel of "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees," the seven woes. Those seven woes probably were in fact the very words that sealed Jesus' death sentence. Because we all know that if you take off the mask of those who parade around as false priests or prophets or presidents or whatever, sooner or later you'll pay the price. Sometimes I wonder if things are any different today. The spiritual journey, and this is the heart of our Lenten journey itself, is about becoming free from all our masks and costumes. It is becoming free enough to stand naked before God and say, "Here I am." Religion is not about speaking words that sound pretty and important and spiritual. That's what the scribes and the Pharisees do. Jesus says in today's gospel, very poignant, direct sentence, they preach, but they do not practice. The practice of religion and spirituality is about becoming the word that we speak. It is about becoming one with the Word who is Christ. Jesus spoke with authority not because he could cite all the Jewish laws by heart, no, but because he lived what he spoke. That was his authority. He enfleshed the very Word of God. During his 40 days of prayer and fasting in the desert, Satan did his darn best to lure Jesus into putting on a show for everyone. But Jesus stood naked before his God, powerless in a sense, but free, free to be the Word of God, to live the Word of God, to be God's beloved Son. Now it's our turn. Carnival is over. We're invited not to give into the carnal games of pageantry and show, but instead to embrace the Word who has become flesh, the Word who gently shows us how to let go of our masks and our fears, the Word who sets us free. A blessed Lent for all.